Bright Future, Volume 41, Number 2, Summer 2026. Oklahoma Rehabilitation Services, Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Letter from the Director. 16 years, 13 as a director, with this fine institution has come and gone, and what a great ride it has been. I first arrived at the library in January of 2010 as an administrative programs officer, or what Director Paul Adams, my predecessor, called Special Projects Manager. One of my special projects was to clear out the space for a new digital book cartridge collection. While we still maintained a cassette collection, the digital era was upon us. Once movable storage units were in place, we began to build the digital cartridge collection. For a time, we maintained both a cassette and digital cartridge service, which included the two different playback machines. Library staff did an awesome job making service migration possible. Of special note were the librarians working with our patrons to make them comfortable with the change. For a decade, we built a digital cartridge book collection peaking at over 30,000 titles and 230,000 copies. This was step one in ushering in the digital era. Step two was the duplication on-demand program, enabling multiple titles of the patrons choosing to be on one cartridge. Nowadays, all patrons benefit from digital downloading, whether they download books themselves or we do it for them. That's accessibility. And from a business perspective, we no longer maintain a physical collection, a 250,000 piece physical collection, which makes sense when you have the digitally deliverable product. Speaking of inventory control, hundreds of thousands of obsolete cassettes and digital cartridges with mailing containers and associated equipment had to be shipped out for reclamation. Today, we face the issue of what to do with empty shelving. It's crazy to think about all the changes navigated in the last 15 years. Where does it all go from here, right? The arms that reach out from the library and agency make for a glorious network statewide, which I've had the pleasure of traveling and visiting for mission outreach. We are blessed to work with a wide realm of stakeholders with whom we work. The National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, the mothership, if you will, continues to provide the resources and support needed for us and all the regional libraries to carry out the mantra, share our vision that all may read. To our NLS partners that read this column, cheers to y'all from Oklahoma. As I reflect and reminisce, I've seen many dedicated library employees traverse these hallowed hallways, taking great care of their area of responsibility and always pitching in to help others when challenges arise. Even for an institution where employees come and stay and call the library their work home, lives and careers happen, and people move about. Also, people retire from here. The most recent here to be yours truly. Part of staffing involves my being a hiring manager. I've had to say no more times to excellent candidates than those that got the nod yes. That's tough. Fortunately, the library interview panels formed to assist me with hiring always did their due diligence. I can walk away from here knowing all is in very good hands, fully staffed, minus me, of course. All the best to whomever succeeds me. This life chapter culminates two 20-plus year careers for me. It's both humbling and honoring having served our country and Oklahoma. Life indeed is a journey. The road to where I presently abode, one can't just make up. Blessings, y'all. Kevin Treese. Want to receive Bright Future in a different format? Bright Future is also available by email, in Braille, on the Oklahoma telephone reader, 405-522-1896 or 1-855-887-6397 as an audio file on our website and as an accessible PDF document on our website at olbph.org. To receive Bright Future by email or Braille, update your subscription preferences by calling 405-521-3514 or emailing olbph@okdrs.gov. Bright Future Staff, Kevin Treese, OLBPH Director, Lacey Downs, Braille Editor, Kat Jensen, Audio Editor, Matt Thurber, Editor-in-Chief. Contributors, Aaron Byrne, Kat Jensen, Kevin Treese, Lacey Downs, Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services, Tracy Brigham, Division Administrator, Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Oklahoma Commission for Rehabilitation Services, Dr. Janet Barisi, Teresa Flannery, Lindsay Hanna, Kelsey Lee, Lance Roberson, Noel Taylor, and Kevin Wallace. Send questions, story ideas, and comments to olbph@okdrs.gov. Visit our website at olbph.org. Follow us on social media, facebook.com/olbph, x at olbph. Bright Futures, published quarterly by the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services and the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 300 Northeast 18th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73105. OLBPH and DRS do not endorse any product or service referred to by this newsletter. Articles written by third parties reflect the opinions of the writer and are not necessarily the opinions held by OLBPH or DRS. OLBPH and DRS make no claims to the accuracy of statements made in such articles. This publication is authorized by DRS in accordance with state and federal regulations, with copies deposited with the Oklahoma Department of Libraries Publication Clearinghouse. This newsletter was printed by the University of Oklahoma Printing and Mailing Services. Cost of printing and distribution was $3,195 for 2,700 copies. DRS does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, gender, religion, genetic information, gender identity, sexual orientation, political affiliation, marital status, disability, or ancestry in employment or the provision of services. Copyright 2026 by the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. For additional copies, contact the OLBPH at 405-521-3514. Book Corner, For the Birds. Other Birds by Sarah Addison Allen, DB110243. Down a narrow alley in the small coastal town of Mallow Island, South Carolina, lies a stunning cobblestone building comprised of 5 apartments. It's called the Dellawisp, and it's named after the tiny turquoise birds who, alongside their human tenants, inhabit an air of magic secrecy. When Zoe Hennessy comes to claim her deceased mother's apartment at the Dellawisp, she meets her quirky, enigmatic neighbors, including a girl on the run, a grieving chef whose comfort food does not comfort him, 2 estranged middle-aged sisters, and 3 ghosts, each with their own story, each with their own longings, each whose ending isn't written yet. Provided by the publisher, Some Strong Language. Art of the Chicken, a Master Chef's Paintings, Stories, and Recipes of the Humble Bird by Jacques Pepin, DB112702. Chicken may not be an extravagant ingredient, but for Master Chef Jacques Pepin, it is the one he turns to most frequently, to cook and to paint. This unique book is the next best thing to a visit to Jacques' home, which would include a tour of his art studio, captivating conversation as he cooks, and a toast with a glass of wine over a simple meal of perfect roast chicken, provided by the publisher. Hitchcock and the Censors by John W. Bilheimer, DB108613. By examining Hitchcock's priorities in dealing with the censors, this work highlights the director's theories of suspense as well as his magician-like touch when negotiating with code officials. Provided by the publisher, Some Strong Language, Edgar Award, 2019. Under a Wild Sky, John James Audubon and the Making of Birds of America by William Souter, DB130030. In this dazzling work of biography, Souter charts the life of a driven man who, despite all odds, became the historical figure we know today. From publisher, unrated, commercial audiobook. The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle by Haruki Murakami, DB046636. In Tokyo in 1984, Toru Okada's ordinary life begins to unravel when he quits his job. His wife, Kumiko, sends him to consult a psychic about their lost cat. After complaining that Toru does not really know her, Kumiko disappears. Toru is determined to find her despite her brother's opposition. Strong language. A Bird in the Hand by Anne Cleves, DB 134714. In England's birdwatching paradise, a new breed has been sighted, a murderer. Young Tom French was found dead, lying in the marsh on the Norfolk coast with his head bashed in and his binoculars still around his neck. One of the best birders in England, Tom had put the village of Rushy on the birdwatching map. Everyone liked him, or did they? From publisher, unrated. Freebird, a novel, DBC 19663. The Singer family is about to lose everything. Each, in his or her own way, is grappling with the loss of their ideals when Ben, a Navy SEAL struggling with PTSD, commits a radical act of violence, changing the course of the Singer family forever. The expanding crises of three generations of Singers come to a head, revealing how the fates of our families are irrevocably tied to the currents of history. Unrated. What an Owl Knows. The New Science of the World's Most Enigmatic Birds by Jennifer Ackerman, DB 116470. From the New York Times best-selling author of The Genius of Birds and The Bird Way, a brilliant scientific exploration of owls, the most elusive group of birds, and an investigation into why these remarkable and yet mysterious animals exert such a hold on human imagination. For centuries, owls have captivated and intrigued us. An extraordinary glimpse into the mind of these brilliant animals, What an Owl Knows, pulls back the curtain on the hidden and still undiscovered realities of our shared world. Provided by the publisher. Unrated. Commercial audiobook. Bestseller. Skylar Story. AIM Center helps 6-year-old student. If there's one thing Skylar picked up from his parents and older siblings, it's a love of books and learning new things. Skylar's will to read is strong. However, his vision is not. He's legally blind. Shortly after his birth, Skylar's parents noticed his left eye would turn inward or outward toward his nose and get stuck. It would take his parents wiggling underneath the eye to get it unstuck and back to normal. It wasn't long, at just 2 months of age, when Skylar received his first set of glasses. In the months and years that would follow, Skylar has become a regular patient at the Dean McGee Eye Institute in Oklahoma City, where he was diagnosed with several eye conditions, including amblyopia, astropia, and astigmatism. One of the biggest life changes for Skylar came at age 3 when he became a student at the Oklahoma School for the Blind, OSB, in Muskogee, a far drive from his family's home near Woodward, Oklahoma. Finally, the boy was at a school specifically designed to meet his needs and where he could be among other blind and visually impaired students. These days, Skylar's education continues at home, and his access to Braille books and specialized educational aids is made possible with help from the Accessible Instructional Materials AIM Center. Skylar loves getting his books and card games sent through the mail, said the boy's mother, Brianna. Pepper, AIM Center director, is so good at checking in with me to see what Skylar needs and how the AIM Center can help. One of the more popular learning aids Skylar received from the AIM Center is a Braille Buzz. The device has a mechanism to feed paper with embossed Braille characters through a machine, which then in turn produces the words into audio. Brianna says her son thinks the Braille Buzz is magic and one of the coolest things, as he loves listening to stories. While being visually impaired comes with many challenges, his parents are working hard to raise Skylar on a foundation of love and always looking for new ways to help their son grow. We want Skylar to be independent and comfortable at home and not to be scared of his surroundings, said Brianna. One way the family works on the boy's independence is with weekly visits to Walmart, McDonald's, or Five Below, where Skylar can use his vision to work on his overall balance and hand strength. While his mother notes the routine exercises are sometimes hard work, it's worth it if it helps Skylar become more aware of his environment and confident in community settings. To learn more about the AIM Center and the services it provides to students like Skylar throughout Oklahoma, please visit https://oklahoma.gov/olbph/aim-center.html. Picture caption: Skylar with a Braille Buzz instructional learning tool from the AIM Center. an assortment of glasses worn by Skylar through the years. Strengthening our communities. Library Day at the Capitol highlights. On April 29th, AIM Center and Oklahoma Library for the Blind representatives gathered for the first ever Library Day at the Capitol. The special event featured Oklahoma Library staff from all corners of the state. Each library system had the opportunity to exhibit in the Supreme Court hallway and interact with elected officials, Capitol visitors, and other library supporters and staff. The inaugural Library Day at the Capitol exceeded our expectations. We saw strong representation from libraries of all sizes across Oklahoma, from major metro systems to small community, school, and college libraries, said Representative Michelle McCain, who helped organize and host the event with the Oklahoma Library Association, OLA, and the Oklahoma Department of Libraries. One of the most encouraging parts was seeing so many librarians eager to participate, even when we initially worried smaller libraries might not be able to step away from their day-to-day responsibilities. The event was a great chance for Library for the Blind employees to educate people about the services we provide to patrons unable to read the written word due to visual impairments or other physical disabilities. While some visitors had heard of the library, others had not and were able to see hands-on demos of the talking book player and also to learn more about how the AIM Center helps eligible children up to age 18 throughout the state. In addition to the library event, there were several other special events going on in the Capitol, which led to even more foot traffic for library exhibitors, which also included Metropolitan Library System, Pioneer Library System, Tulsa City County Library System, as well as college libraries from Oklahoma State University and University of Oklahoma. The feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. Many visitors and legislators were surprised by the breadth of programs and services libraries provide beyond books, from hands-on learning and creative programming to community resources and reader advisory services, said Representative Michelle McCain. It was especially meaningful to see legislators connect with librarians from their own hometowns. The excitement and enthusiasm we've heard already has us looking forward to making next year's event even bigger. Special thanks to all the library systems who made it out to the 2026 Library Day at the Capitol. We look forward to reconnecting in 2027 to share our stories that illustrate how essential libraries are to the communities where we work and live. Picture captions. OLBPH Studio Director Kat Jensen and AIM Center Library Technician Jack Fox tabling at the Library Day at the Capitol. AIM Center Library Technician Cynthia Stokes talks with attendees, including many children who were able to see Braille books and other developmental tools to assist visually impaired students statewide. Summer Reading 2026. The OLBPH will have another summer reading program in 2026. We invite patrons to unearth a story with us as we explore the story surrounding us. For the first time ever, the summer reading program is open to adults, so all our patrons can participate in author talks, theme book lists, and other events. Age ranges for participant groups are children 0 to 7 years old, middle grade 8 to 11 years old, teens 12 to 17 years old, or will be in 12th grade in fall 2026, adults 18 plus. Registration is open now. To register, call the library at 405-521-3514 or email at olbph@okdrs.gov. Everyone who registers will receive a t-shirt with a design specifically created for the OLBPH. Prizes this year by category include children, a sensory and manipulative grab bag, middles, a complete game from 64-ounce games, bigs, bone conduction headphones, adults, $100 Amazon gift card. The program starts June 15, 2026 and runs through August 15, 2026. In addition to programs created by the OLBPH, the Braille Institute of America generously opened its events to all NLS libraries. Funding for prizes, t-shirts, and items for OLBPH programming is generously provided by the Oklahomans for Special Library Services. Donnell Jensen kindly created and donated the artwork for the t-shirts. Many thanks to OSLS and Donnell for their support. The 2026 Oklahoma Regional Braille Challenge. I volunteered at the Oklahoma School for the Blind's annual preliminary Braille challenge this year. Since I read Braille and am a certified transcriber, I volunteer in the score room. Every year I score the varsity level speed and accuracy tests, which is the highest level in the challenge. Varsity level participants are usually proficient Braille readers and can Braille with a manual Braille writer over 40 words per minute. I also scored some junior varsity speed and accuracy tests, as well as tests for charts and graphs and reading comprehension. For me, it's rewarding to see the students build their Braille skills year in and year out. I started at the library in the Ames Center 15 years ago, providing educational materials for students, including Braille pre-literacy items. Now, some of those very young students who knew absolutely no Braille years ago have gone on to compete at the national level of the Braille Challenge. Braille Challenge reminds me of how important the services at the OLBPH and the Ames Center provide are, and how rewarding it is to see the effect of what we do. Lacey Downs, Administrative Programs Officer 2. Volunteer Spotlight. Shelba Stanford. For this issue, we would like to introduce you to Shelba Stanford. Shelba started volunteering with us about a year ago. She reads for us each Monday morning from the Oklahoman Daily Newspaper. Shelba got started with us to see if she could get into voice acting and thought volunteering with the Oklahoma Telephone Reader would be a chance to see if she was a good fit. When asked what she likes about reading books, magazine, and newspapers, she says, "They are very nostalgic, and I enjoy the physical nature of them all." She says her favorite thing to read is Vogue magazine. "I love the fashion." Shelba's hobbies include reading, traveling, and enjoying nature. She is also one of our volunteers who is not always calling in from Oklahoma. Sometimes, Shelba records newspaper articles from Maryland. This is one of the great things about the Oklahoma telephone reader system. It is always just a phone call away, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we're still happy to have people volunteer with us. When asked about what she enjoys most about volunteering with us, Shelba said, "It is the opportunity to give back in a way that makes me feel like I am paying it forward." Kat Jensen, Recording Studio Director. Employee Recognition, Kat Jensen. Congratulations to Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Studio Director, Kat Jensen, for recently receiving her Certified Public Manager designation. The Certified Public Manager designation is awarded to public sector middle managers who've completed the required 300 hours of study through a CPM program accredited by the National Certified Public Manager Consortium. CPM programs are sponsored and operated by a public sector agency or university in a state or other political jurisdiction. The program's primary goal is to improve the performance of public sector managers and the organizational performance of state, local, and federal governments. The program is a comprehensive course of study by which public managers can acquire and apply best practices and theory to their management behaviors and strategies using prescribed sets of professional competencies. Kat said going through the program was a challenging experience, which she has grown from professionally. Way to go, Kat. New OLBPH podcast out now. Check out the first episode of our Many a Page book club podcast. During this conversation, we discuss The Physicist's Daughter by Oklahoma author Mary Anna Evans. We are joined by library volunteer Alyssa Payne, who narrated this book in the Oklahoma for the Blind recording studio. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Cartridge, and anywhere else where you routinely listen to podcasts. Our next episode will feature an in-depth discussion of Risk by author Dick Francis, DB12932. We welcome Oklahoma Today magazine editor-in-chief Nate Gunner to the studio for a deep dive into this classic mystery novel.